In the working world, the swing shift occurs between days and nights. In investing, swing trading is what happens in a few days to a couple of weeks.
My time is worth money.
Looking at that time frame isn't the same as long-term investing or day trading. It takes a certain vision to find the fundamentals, technicals, and or catalysts that can make the stocks and ETFs move.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
This is the swing shift from the traders at RagingBull.com. Experts at analyzing the indicators to find stocks and ETFs worth that you might want to take a swing at.
You want to feel how hard I can punch?
Remember, at RagingBull.com, shift happens.
Yeah, it does. And so does swinging in terms of taking a swing on a swing trade. And right now, by the way, when shift is happening, yeah, it may be happening right near where my guest is, because I'm very pleased to be joined today by Taylor Conway, who is stepping in for Davis Martin. You heard me, if you heard me promote the show, Davis has a voice problem today. He's not well enough to be heard. And Taylor was nice enough to step in, which is truly amazing, given that Taylor is located a little bit north of the epicenter of the storms you've all been hearing about. So he is at least still dry and he is still trading, and we hope that's going to continue. And he's here to talk about a swing trade that is a pretty interesting situation. Taylor Conway is the lead day trader at PennyPro.com. He is a short-term day and swing trader of stocks and ETFs. And if you want more information, PennyPro.com. Taylor's on Twitter. He's at Taylor8Zeno, X-E-N-O, 8. And of course, PennyPro.com is part of the Raging Bull Network, RagingBull.com, on Twitter at Raging Bull. All of it linked up at the Money Life Show recent and upcoming guest page. Taylor Conway, welcome to Money Life.
Hey, Chuck, how you doing? It's good to be here, and it is good to be dry.
Yeah, I was going to say, thank you for coming, and if it starts leaking and raining on you, holler and go. But while we're here, what stock are you taking a swing at right now?
It is GV Goldfield Corp, not to be confused with a gold company. They are not a gold company, despite the name. They are a provider and maintainer of electrical construction equipment, such as power lines. And they are actually based in the southeast of Texas, and that's where most of their business is conducted. So they are going to be a very nice play out of this whole situation down in Houston. As soon as this happened, I went looking for a particular company that might fix these kind of issues and came across two. My first one was Generac, the generator company, GNRC. But I kind of missed the boat on that one. On Friday, their charts started spiking and continued into Monday morning. So when I missed the boat on GNRC, I thought of other situations, and power lines is certainly something that are going to need fixing. And I come across Goldfield Corp GV.
Now, let me step in for a second, because the flip side of this is some people would say with a storm like this, anybody who's involved in the utility side of things is going to wind up seeing their stock get hit because, well, you've got some measure of short-term pain and outage and everything else. Are you thinking that Goldfield's going to take a bit of a hit? And, oh, by the way, that makes it a more attractive buying opportunity. Are you not worried about that hit, or is Goldfield somehow immune from that hit?
They're absolutely immune from any kind of downside to their personal business because they actually specialize in fixing the utilities that are down. So they want this to happen. As terrible as it sounds, they want the disasters to happen. In fact, on the about page of their website, it specifically says that they profit from disaster. So it might not make many people happy, but in terms of trading, I believe this is what could be called a cupcake trade on the tail end of this storm as it goes away, as their business starts picking up, and it could go pretty crazy. Their profits may extend through what the analysts say they should make. So it could be very interesting.
This is a stock trading in the $4 range. What kind of forecast and what kind of time frame? I mean, this is a swing trade, which can be anywhere from a few days to a couple of weeks or even a couple of months. We obviously don't know exactly how long the rain's going to last, let alone how long the final here's how much it's going to take is going to be. But what is your expectation here on how long you're going to hold it and the potential?
Well, my take on this is that the market will wake up for this stock anywhere in the next couple of days out to a couple of weeks. The market likes to try to get ahead of ideas and trends, and there's no reason why this company is not going to be on the radar here very shortly. Actually, it's already been proven that it is on the radar, because on Monday morning, it opened up 25 cents up from its Friday close. It did sell off quickly along with the overall market back down to even on the day for Monday. But this play is going to capture more attention. We can already see rising volume on the daily chart, and I expect that to continue, especially as the real recovery efforts start to kick in. At the moment down in Houston, you know, we're just getting through what is being thrown at us right now. And when the actual recovery kicks in and infrastructure fixers move in to actually start cleaning up the mess, this is when the stock is going to grab some attention. I'm pretty sure of it, and that's why I've positioned myself at 425 as a entry price, pretty much ahead of this. It's rare that I get a chance to feel like I'm really ahead of the game on something like this. So I'm pretty excited about it.
So 425, that's your entry point, and that's roughly where it's going to be trading as my audience hears this if they're listening to us on Tuesday, August the 29th. Have you got a stop loss on this?
Stop loss is pretty clear by the daily chart. If we take a look at recent lows, it has created a double bottom down close to 410, 405 region, maybe a little lower at 4, depends how one's eyes line up with the chart. That would be a stop loss. I would be very surprised if this company doesn't gain attention in these relief efforts and these recovery efforts. They're certainly going to be getting business, a lot of business, and be very, very busy when this storm moves on out the way of Houston. That is for sure.
So 410 is basically where support is. You'd go a little lower just to protect yourself and not make it that you somehow get stopped out on any crazy volatility while the storm is still hanging here. And then what kind of profit are you expecting? When would you think you'd start taking profits as this starts to pick up?
To me, honestly, no reason this stock doesn't see 5. The 50-day moving average is just below 5 at around 490. It's going to, in my opinion, want to at least go and test that region, which is very healthy profits down from 425, by the way. But when the market wakes up to the profits that this company should be able to capture from this disaster, this could be a pretty big one. It's just going to take a little patience. It's not a massively well-known stock. The volume kind of tells you that on the daily. They generally trade between 100 to 300,000 shares a day. So it's not like a stock that is on everyone's radar constantly anyway. But it could just be one of those gems when the market wakes up to these kind of companies that are going to somehow profit out of this disaster. And this, I believe, is one of them. The daily chart also doesn't have such a bad pattern to it. It is oversold on the daily. If one takes into account normal oversold conditions, such as the RSI reading and the MACD indicator. And so I like to mix a catalyst with a good chart setup, and I really think that we have one here.
And as you're riding this up, will you raise your stop so that basically if it's getting towards that 5, you'll keep your stop at about a quarter under where the current price is?
Yeah, no reason not to put a trailer on this once this starts moving. I always like to, at least when I get green on a trade and feel like I have a little cushion there, set a trailing stop loss to at least allow yourself to get out even on the rest of the shares that you might have if you start trimming and trailing it just a little bit. So no reason to let a green trade go red.
Absolutely. There you have it. It's the Goldfield Corporation, ticker symbol GV. And yeah, they may be one of the names to profit out of the storm. One of the people that we hope is going to get safely through the storm, that's Taylor Conway. Taylor, great first run on the show. Look forward to doing this with you again.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Taylor Conway is the lead day trader at PennyPro.com. Just like it sounds, PennyPro.com. He's on Twitter at Taylor8Zeno8, all part of Raging Bull, which is online at RagingBull.com, on Twitter at Raging Bull. All right, up next, the second of my two big interviews today, Paul Stewart from the Gateway Funds and Gateway International Advisors will be here when we return in just a moment. This is Money Life. Stay tuned.